flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're wondering why we're listening to Little John and the East Side Boys, it is because I was online reading stories after Governor Tim Walz was selected by Kamala Harris as her vice presidential running mate. And one of the people that I follow and enjoy is a social media gal from Minnesota Public Radio, Ann Guttridge. And she was talking about how people are mispronouncing Tim Walz's name. They were calling him Waltz, as if there's a T there. I mean, and these are intelligent broadcasters who all they have to do is pick up a phone and call somebody at the press office and say, now, how do you say the name? Or how about look at an almanac with Kathy Werzer or an interview that I've done with the governor and just listen to how we pronounce his name. But clip after clip after clip, Ann's NPR story was showing how people were mispronouncing Governor Walz's name. And then she said, we've got to find a way to teach people how to say his name. And she said, I found a guy on social media who has the perfect idea about how to teach people to say Governor Tim Walz's name. And so she went to a clip of Robert E. Blackman's social media post. And it was him dancing to Little John in the East Side Boys. The song is called Get Low, but the part that everybody sings in love says to the window, to the walls. And she said, that's perfect. That's great. Everybody can just remember Little John and the East Side Boys, to the walls. And I call Ann because at first glance, I thought that Ann came up with this idea. And she was like, no, it's this guy on social media, Robert Blackman. I'm going to send you the clip because his clip was in her clip. So I didn't have his clip originally. And honey, when she sent me that Robert Blackman clip, I was like, okay, I got to get to know this guy because he is hilarious. Robert E. Blackman is a lifestyle specialist turned social media personality. He teaches simple solutions to everyday situations. He's got millions of followers on TikTok, which I just joined. And I have to tell you, Robert E. Blackman, TikTok is exhausting. I have not checked my email. I haven't changed the sheets on my kids' bed. I have not wiped down my counters in the bathroom. I got a stack of dishes. Because I'm trying to respond to all this stuff going on TikTok. How do you keep up with millions of followers, Robert E. Blackman?
It is difficult. And sometimes you just have to put the phone down and go into the other room. We literally have a rule at our dinner table. When we sit down to break bread, the phone is elsewhere. Because it will consume you at times.
Okay, I was not ready for this. You're going to have to give me TikTok training because earlier this week, our governor, Tim Walz, as you know, was, you know, selected to join, you know, Kamala Harris on the campaign trail. And so I did an interview with NBC that went viral. And so my cousin called me and she said, you got to get on TikTok. There's 980 something thousand people right now talking about you and you're not engaging them. And I said, listen, I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Threads. I'm on LinkedIn. I can't do another social media site. She said, well, you have to get on here because everybody's like, who's this boom lady? And so, but Robert. I got on TikTok and I left TikTok. I have not left. I have left my family.
I know.
I have left. I have left my business.
Well, look at it this way.
I ain't doing nothing but TikTok right now.
Hello, by the way, and thank you for having me. I haven't even given my
right.
Proper
you
manners.
Haven't even you haven't even said hello to Minnesota because you are not in our fair city.
Hello, Minnesota. I am humbled actually when you. When you reached out to me, I chuckled a little bit because, so everybody who knows when TikTok really jumped off in 2020, it was everyone 18 and under, 19 and under. So 13 to 19 was and still is the demographic. However, as a friend of mine would say, when we all got sequestered in Panorama, we all became family members. We all became family members on TikTok. And so now the people in my area code of life, you know, because I'm a grandfather. And so it tickles me when my content reaches people because I am from the broadcast world. I'm from television for years. And I thought I was done. I thought I got out. And then when this social media thing happened with TikTok, it sort of just sucked me back in, and it was so second nature. But it was still funny to hear from you, and when I hear from other people, because I'm also a GIF personality. You know the little 6 second clips that you see, little GIF. Yeah, I have 14 billion with a B, 14 billion views. On that platform. And so I'm always just tickled when people reach out and say, I was in a meeting and somebody sent me your GIF, or I saw your TikTok on something. And so I love it. And it's really nice to be able to connect with the world in a positive way, because that's what I try to do. When you were mentioning simple solutions to everyday situations earlier, that is my motto, but I try to connect with everybody where they are. You know what I mean? And so for us to all be able to respectfully learn how to speak the governor's name, I think about not the political aspect, but the social aspect. You know, his parents gave him that name, and let's say the name correctly, amen? So I was trying to think of how I could do that.
Okay, you got to tell me how you came up with the idea, though, because, you know, you ain't even in Minnesota. You in a whole nother state, but you thought, you know what? This is it. Lil Jon and the East Side Boys to the window, to the walls. That's it. Everybody can remember that. Tell me about that process and how you came to, how that popped into your head.
So I will tell you this way. I wish I had some, like, Svengali answer for you, but I think it's this way. Because I am a digital creator, and that's what I do, I translate what people would consider from a book or from information, and I create it visually. And so I think there's just this part of my creative brain that translates that. And so for me, when I first heard his name, it was literally the first thing that popped in my mind. Like, I hadn't heard Lil Jon's song in, I don't know, at least a year, you know.
I was going to say, a couple of years?
Yeah, but it literally, when they said Tim Walz, Tim Walz, Tim Walz, I was like, oh, yeah, to the window, to the wall. Like, and it just literally was like that earworm. It literally was just that, and I put everything down. I ran into that stairway. That's where I shoot a lot of my video. So it's just sort of constant. And there's a window up above. It's a sitting room up there. I pointed to that and then pointed off camera to the wall. And literally it was that. It was 8 seconds. I posted it. I minded my business, or so I thought. And then everything just kind of went from there.
Because we are doing stories about it in Minnesota. They're doing stories about it all over the country. It was simple. It was timely. It checked all the boxes. The tutorial was spot on. You couldn't have found a better song to explain to people around the world how to say Tim Walls than that song with Lil Jon and the Eastside Boys. Now, I got to tell people the reason I called you, but we got to take a commercial break. So we're going to leave them with a cliffhanger. But I don't know how often this happens to Robert E. Blackman, but I left TikTok. Like I left TikTok and got on the phone and tracked him down at his house to call him to tell him something. And what was that something? We'll tell you when we come back. I was on TikTok minding my business, which is apparently where I live now, because when you have a TikTok account, you cannot come off of TikTok. I was looking up Robert E. Blackman after I saw him in an NPR story explaining to people that the way you can pronounce Tim Walz's name correctly and the way you can remember it is if you remember the Lil Jon and the Eastside Boys song Get Low when they say to the window, to the walls, right? And that inspired me to do a Walls line dance, because in the video he kind of looked like he was line dancing, right? And there's a part in the song that says stop and wiggle with it, and so I said I'm gonna create a line dance called the Walls Wiggle. So I called Lynn Card. She's a line dance teacher extraordinaire here in the Twin Cities. I found her on Facebook. And I said, you got to come to my house. I know you don't know me and I don't know you, but I need you to come to my house at 8:30 in the morning because I need you to create a line dance from this Lil Jon and the Eastside song, Lil Jon and the Eastside Boys song. And so I guess she was just crazy as me. She hopped in the Uber, didn't know me from Adam, came to my house and had the dance all done and taught it to me. And so now we put it up on social media and we got the Walls Wiggle. So I had to call Mr. Blackman to let him know that he had inspired the latest dance craze in Minnesota, the Walls Wiggle. You inspired that, sir. That was all coming from that video. Had I not seen that video, I would have never created the Walls Wiggle. You created the Walls Wiggle.
Ma'am, when I tell you, first of all, I am beyond humbled that something that literally was a momentary impulse for that to inspire you to make something that people could join into is just amazing. And what I wanted to say really quick before you went to commercial break, the thing that because I did not know Governor Walz at all, right? And after the announcement and after really sort of looking him up, I love the fact that this really does kind of amplify a part of his personality. Like, you can tell that he's a fun person. He's got a fun personality. And mm-hmm. What I love about the Walls Wiggle is that, so when I was creating the TikTok, I am, as I said, I'm a grandfather, and when I do content, I'm very mindful that I have mm-hmm. people of all ages who watch my stuff. There's no profanity in my stuff. I'm very, very specific about what I do. And so if anyone has heard the Lil Jon and Eastside Boys song, like there are whole parts of that where it's not necessarily appropriate for family listening. And so I was trying to figure out, okay, I can do this little bit, and I couldn't do the next little bit. But what you have done with the dance, you sort of morphed the best fun parts of the song. And after I heard what you did with it, I was like, yes, that is something that everybody can do at the picnic. They can do it at the ballpark. They can do it at the family reunion. They can do it in the club. You know what I mean? Like that, I'm so impressed. I'm so in awe. And I'm just humbled that that what you found and what you created came from that little inspiration. So I'm just a thank you very much. I'm honored to be a part of it.
Well, it would not have happened without you. If anybody wants to see the fun dance line that I created with Miss Lynn, the dance line teacher that we're talking about, go to my YouTube page, Shaletta Brundage, or you can go to my website, ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. That's probably easiest. Go to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. Look on the top and it says The Walls Wiggle. And if you click on that, it'll take you to the YouTube link that shows you The Walls Wiggle. So go to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. Look on the top right-hand page, top right-hand corner of the page, and it says The Walls Wiggle. You can't miss it. Tim Walls' big head is there. And you can't miss it. He's the only white person on the page. So you'll find it there. But you have to tell me this. This is the funny part that I want to know. How many people have actually tracked you down at your house after watching the TikTok video and called you? Was that scary? I didn't want to seem creepy, but I needed to talk to you and tell you this.
Okay. So for everybody who's listening, she actually went through my manager, and then my manager sent me because I have learned being a grown person. let this be a lesson to anybody who thinks that they want to be, and I'm using my fingers as air quotes, famous online. Don't give out your personal information online, y'all, because people will show up at your house. So don't do that. But to answer your question, you know how I found out originally? A friend of mine from TikTok, who I've known since the very beginning of the panorama, he sent me an email with the clip of the NPR, and I didn't even know that I was in it. He just said, hey, check this out. I watched it, and then I showed up at the end, and because he had said, oh, you're in this, and I didn't know what he meant. And I saw the rest of it, and I was like, oh, my gosh. So he's actually from Minnesota. So I guess he saw the clip, and then after that, it was a snowball effect. My phone, my text, all of my boom, 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 boom. Like everybody was contacting me. So it was crazy.
Well, it's crazy fun. It's crazy fun.
It's crazy fun. It's a great crazy fun, you know. And for me, again, regardless of what part of the aisle that you are on, I think what something like this does is it gives the country a reason to participate in a positive way, to be excited about the democratic process and what democracy can and should feel like for people. Because I think it's just really important for us to be able to participate and understand the importance of participation.
Well, I'm glad that you participated in my show today. It was so fun having you on. Now I got your phone number. I can stalk you and text you and stay connected to you.
I cannot wait. We will be talking. We'll be talking again, and I will be I'll be reaching out to you and teaching you all about all the tricks.
Yeah, all the tricks, because right now I literally am living there. Robert E. Blackman, thank you so much for everything. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. You all have a great day.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're wondering why we're listening to Little John and the East Side Boys, It is because I was online reading stories after Governor Tim Walz was selected by Kamala Harris as her vice presidential running mate. And one of the people that I follow and enjoy is a social media gal from Minnesota Public Radio, Ann Guttridge. And she was talking about how people are mispronouncing Tim Walz's name. They were calling him Waltz, as if there's a T there. I mean, and these are intelligent broadcasters who all they have to do is pick up a phone and call somebody at the press office and say, now, how do you say the name? Or how about look at an almanac with Kathy Werzer or an interview that I've done with the governor and just listen to how we pronounce his name. But clip after clip after clip, Ann's NPR story was showing how people were mispronouncing Governor Walz's name. And then she said, we've got to find a way to teach people how to say his name. And she said, I found a guy on social media who has the perfect idea about how to teach people to say Governor Tim Walz's name. And so she went to a clip of Robert E. Blackman's social media post. And it was him dancing to Little John in the East Side Boys. The song is called Get Low, but the part that everybody sings in love says to the window, to the walls. And she said, that's perfect. That's great. Everybody can just remember Lil Jon and the East Side Boys, to the walls. And I call Ann because at first glance, I thought that Ann came up with this idea. And she was like, no, it's this guy on social media, Robert Blackman. I'm going to send you the clip because his clip was in her clip. So I didn't have his clip originally. And honey, when she sent me that Robert Blackman clip, I was like, okay, I got to get to know this guy because he is hilarious. Robert E. Blackman is a lifestyle specialist turned social media personality. He teaches simple solutions to everyday situations. He's got millions of followers on TikTok, which I just joined. And I have to tell you, Robert E. Blackman, TikTok is exhausting. I have not checked my email. I haven't changed the sheets on my kids' bed. I have not wiped down my counters in the bathroom. I got a stack of dishes. Because I'm trying to respond to all this stuff going on TikTok. How do you keep up with millions of followers, Robert E. Blackman?
It is difficult. And sometimes you just have to put the phone down and go into the other room. We literally have a rule at our dinner table. When we sit down to break bread, the phone is elsewhere. Because it will consume you at times.
Okay, I was not ready for this. You're going to have to give me TikTok training because earlier this week, our governor, Tim Walz, as you know, was, you know, selected to join, you know, Kamala Harris on the campaign trail. And so mm-hmm. I did an interview with NBC that went viral. And my cousin called me and she said, you got to get on TikTok. There's 980 something thousand people right now talking about you and you're not engaging them. And I said, listen, I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Threads. I'm on LinkedIn. I can't do another social media site. She said, well, you have to get on here because everybody's like, who's this boom lady? And so, but Robert. I got on TikTok and I left TikTok. I have not left. I have left my family.
I know.
I have left my business.
Well, look at this.
I ain't doing nothing but TikTok right now.
Hello, by the way, and thank you for having me. I haven't even said hello
to Minnesota because you are not in our fair city.
Hello, Minnesota. I am humbled actually. When you reached out to me, I chuckled a little bit because so everybody who knows when TikTok really jumped off in 2020, it was everyone 18 and under, 19 and under. So 13 to 19 was and still is the demographic. However, as a friend of mine would say, when we all got sequestered in Panorama, we all became family members. We all became family members on TikTok. And so now the people in my area code of life, you know, because I'm a grandfather. And so it tickles me when my content reaches people because I am from the broadcast world. I'm from television for years. And I thought I was done. I thought I got out. And then when this social media thing happened with TikTok, it sort of just sucked me back in, and it was so second nature, but it was still funny to hear from you. And when I hear from other people, because I'm also a GIF personality, you know, the little 6-second clips that you see, little GIFs. Yeah, I have 14 billion with a B, 14 billion views on that platform. And so I'm always just tickled when people reach out and say, I was in a meeting and somebody sent me your GIF, or I saw your TikTok on something. And so I love it. And it's really nice to be able to connect with the world in a positive way, because that's what I try to do. When you were mentioning simple solutions to everyday situations earlier, that is my motto, but I try to connect with everybody where they are. You know what I mean? And so for us to all be able to respectfully learn how to speak the governor's name, I think about not the political aspect, but the social aspect. You know, his parents gave him that name, and let's say the name correctly, amen? So I was trying to think of how I could do that.
Okay, you got to tell me how you came up with the idea, though, because, you know, you ain't even in Minnesota. You in a whole nother state, but you thought, you know what? This is it. Lil Jon and the East Side Boys, to the window, to the walls. That's it. Everybody can remember that. Tell me about that process and how you came to, how that popped into your head.
So I will tell you this way. I wish I had some, like, Svengali answer for you, but I think it's this way. Because I am a digital creator, and that's what I do, I translate what people would consider from a book or from information, and I create it visually. And so I think there's just this part of my creative brain that translates that. And so for me, when I first heard his name, it was literally the first thing that popped in my mind. Like, I hadn't heard Lil Jon's song in, I don't know, at least a year, you know.
I was going to say, a couple years?
Yes, but it literally, when they said Tim Walz, Tim Walz, Tim Walz, I was like, oh, yeah, to the window, to the wall. Like, and it just literally was like that earworm. It literally was just that, and I put everything down. I ran into that stairway. That's where I shoot a lot of my video. So it's just sort of constant. And there's a window up above. It's a sitting room up there. I pointed to that and then pointed off camera to the wall. And literally it was that. It was 8 seconds. I posted it. I minded my business, or so I thought. And then everything just kind of went from there.
Because we are doing stories about it in Minnesota. They're doing stories about it all over the country. It was simple. It was timely. It checked all the boxes. The tutorial was spot on. You couldn't have found a better song to explain to people around the world how to say Tim Walz than that song with Lil Jon and the East Side Boys. Now, I got to tell people the reason I called you, but we got to take a commercial break. So we're going to leave them with a cliffhanger. But I don't know how often this happens to Robert E. Blackman, but I left TikTok. Like I left TikTok and got on the phone and tracked him down at his house to call him to tell him something. And what was that something? We'll tell you when we come back. I was on TikTok minding my business, which is apparently where I live now, because when you have a TikTok account, you cannot come off of TikTok. I was looking up Robert E. Blackman after I saw him in an NPR story explaining to people that the way you can pronounce Tim Walz's name correctly and the way you can remember it is if you remember the Lil Jon and the East Side Boys song Get Low, when they say to the window, to the walls, right? And that inspired me to do a Walz line dance, because in the video he kind of looked like he was line dancing, right? And there's a part in the song that says stop and wiggle with it, and so I said I'm gonna create a line dance called the Walz Wiggle. So I called Lynn Card. She's a line dance teacher extraordinaire here in the Twin Cities. I found her on Facebook. And I said, you got to come to my house. I know you don't know me and I don't know you, but I need you to come to my house at 8:30 in the morning because I need you to create a line dance from this Lil Jon and the East Side song, Lil Jon and the East Side Boys song. And so I guess she was just crazy as me. She hopped in the Uber, didn't know me from Adam, came to my house and had the dance all done and taught it to me. And so now we put it up on social media and we got the walls wiggle. So I had to call Mr. Blackman to let him know that he had inspired the latest dance craze in Minnesota, the walls wiggle. You inspired that, sir. That was all coming from that video. Had I not seen that video, I would have never created the walls wiggle. You created the walls wiggle.
Ma'am, when I tell you, first of all, I am beyond humbled that something that literally was a momentary impulse for that to inspire you to make something that people could join into is just amazing. And what I wanted to say really quick before you went to commercial break, the thing that because I did not know Governor Walz at all, right? And after the announcement and after really sort of looking him up, I love the fact that this really does kind of amplify a part of his personality. Like, you can tell that he's a fun person. He's got a fun personality. And mm-hmm. what I love about the Walls Wiggle is that, so when I was creating the TikTok, I am, as I said, I'm a grandfather, and when I do content, I'm very mindful that I have mm-hmm. people of all ages who watch my stuff. There's no profanity in my stuff. I'm very, very specific about what I do. And so if anyone has heard the Lil Jon and East Side Boys song, like there are whole parts of that where it's not necessarily appropriate for family listening. And so I was trying to figure out, okay, I can do this little bit, and I couldn't do the next little bit. But what you have done with the dance, you sort of morphed the best fun parts of the song. And after I heard what you did with it, I was like, yes, that is something that everybody can do at the picnic. They can do it at the ballpark. They can do it at the family reunion. They can do it in the club. You know what I mean? Like that, I'm so impressed. I'm so in awe. And I'm just humbled that what you found and what you created came from that little inspiration. So I'm just thank you very much. I'm honored to be a part of it.
Well, it would not have happened without you. If anybody wants to see the fun dance line that I created with Miss Lynn, the dance line teacher that we're talking about, go to my YouTube page, Shaletta Brundage, or you can go to my website, ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. That's probably easiest. Go to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. Look on the top and it says The Walls Wiggle. And if you click on that, it'll take you to the YouTube link that shows you The Walls Wiggle. So go to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. Look on the top right-hand page, top right-hand corner of the page, and it says The Walls Wiggle. You can't miss it. Tim Walls' big head is there. And you can't miss it. He's the only white person on the page. So you'll find it there. But you have to tell me this. This is the funny part that I want to know. How many people have actually tracked you down at your house after watching the TikTok video and called you? Was that scary? I didn't want to seem creepy, but I needed to talk to you and tell you this.
Okay. So for everybody who's listening, she actually went through my manager, and then my manager sent me because I have learned being a grown person. let this be a lesson to anybody who thinks that they want to be, and I'm using my fingers as air quotes, famous online. Don't give out your personal information online, y'all, because people will show up at your house. So don't do that. But to answer your question, you know how I found out originally? A friend of mine from TikTok, who I've known since the very beginning of the panorama, he sent me an email with the clip of the NPR, and I didn't even know that I was in it. He just said, hey, check this out. I watched it, and then I showed up at the end, and because he had said, oh, you're in this, and I didn't know what he meant. And I saw the rest of it, and I was like, oh, my gosh. So he's actually from Minnesota. So I guess he saw the clip, and then immediately, and then after that, it was a snowball effect. My phone, my text, all of my boom, 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 boom. Like everybody was contacting me. So it was crazy.
Well, it's crazy fun. It's crazy fun.
It's crazy fun. It's a great crazy fun, you know. And for me, again, regardless of what part of the aisle that you are on, I think what something like this does is it gives the country a reason to participate in a positive way, to be excited about the democratic process and what democracy can and should feel like for people. Because I think it's just really important for us to be able to participate and understand the importance of participation.
Well, I'm glad that you participated in my show today. It was so fun having you on. Now I got your phone number. I can stalk you and text you and stay connected to you.
I cannot wait. We will be talking. We'll be talking again, and I will be I'll be reaching out to you and teaching you all about all the tricks.
Yeah, all the tricks, because right now I literally am living there. Robert E. Blackman, thank you so much for everything. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. You all have a great day.